This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello. Welcome back, listeners. And welcome back, Rob. How was your holiday?
Oh, it was really nice, Adam. Thanks. I went to Slovenia and the weather was fantastic.
Sounds great. And the comments you sent about the weather in your countries were great too. Many of you have very hot weather. Abu Hekmat in Oman told us about weather that reaches 49 degrees. I can't imagine being that hot. Fazliddin, 12, in Uzbekistan, sees temperatures of 45 degrees. And Sandari in Mongolia told us about weather that was hot, but not quite as hot as Oman, 35 degrees. The big difference in Mongolia is that in winter it reaches minus 35 degrees. That's a huge difference between summer and winter.
That's very cold. Many of you also wrote to us about cold weather in your countries. Kosovats in Serbia says it can be minus 20 degrees. Valiant Spirit in Pakistan says it can be minus 15 degrees. But what is cold? In other countries, maybe it's a bit different. In El Salvador, Docs Rosales says 15 degrees is a cold day. While in Malaysia, Shokmin says 24 degrees is a cold day. You also told us about other weather conditions in your countries. For example, in China, Dichudashi told us about the typhoons that come to the mainland and bring heavy storms.
Takazaruni in Iran told us about weather called wolf and ewe. A ewe is a female sheep. Wolf and ewe weather is when dark clouds and white clouds are in the sky at the same time. The wolf, the dark clouds, chases the ewe, the white clouds, and Iranians say that this is very changeable weather with a high chance of rain. Remember, you can write to us at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish or via Facebook. Look for Elementary Podcasts.
Now, do you remember what happened last time with Carolina, the student from Venezuela at Newcastle University? She returned from her summer holiday and talked with Emily about her new clothes, about missing English, and of course about her boyfriend Jamie. Let's see what's happening this time.
Let me see. Oh dear. Oh, no, that's not right. Emily, what's 70 times 12?
What?
What's 70 times 12?
10 times 70 is 700, and 2 times 70 is 140.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes 840.
What's 70 divided by 52?
I don't know. I'm trying to read my book. Haven't you got a calculator on your phone?
Oh, yes. Oh dear.
What's the matter, Carolina?
Nothing.
It doesn't sound like nothing. I can't read my book with your What's the problem?
Well, I'm trying to work out my money. My money for the year.
Your money for the year? Hmm?
And it's not very good.
It's not very good?
Well, I haven't got enough.
You haven't got enough?
Stop repeating everything I say.
Sorry.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you did spend a lot of money in the summer, didn't you? Mm. You bought a lot of clothes and things.
Yes, I did. And presents for my family and friends in Venezuela.
Oh, dear. So, how bad is it?
A disaster. After I've paid my rent for this room, and the electricity and water, and my phone and my travel card, well, there isn't very much left.
How much?
About £20 a week.
Oh, £20 a week?
You're doing it again.
Sorry, but £20 a week? You can't live on that. You have to buy food and books.
And go out sometimes.
Can you ask your parents for some money?
Oh, no. They've already given me a lot. I can't do that.
What about...
I'll go. It's probably Jamie. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. You've been okay? Oh, hi, Emily.
Hi, Jamie. How's it going?
Good, thanks. And you?
Yep.
I'm going to get a job.
Get a job?
Now you're both doing it. I have to do something, Jamie. I can't live on the money that I've got for this year.
Are you allowed to work here? Don't you need a special visa?
No, I can work on my student visa, part-time. I'll check, but I think I can work up to 20 hours a week.
I'm not sure about this. You need time to study and to go out and enjoy yourself with me.
I can't go out and enjoy myself if I haven't got any money, can I?
I've got some money I can pay.
That's it. I've decided. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to start looking for a job.
Oh dear. I hope Carolina manages to find a job or some other way to get more money.
It will be a lot easier for her if she has some experience, if she has done a job before. What was your first job, Adam?
I worked as a paper boy. That means I delivered newspapers to people's houses early in the morning. It was quite interesting, although I didn't have time to read anything more than the headlines. The real problem came when it was raining. What about you?
I worked as a waiter in a restaurant. It was quite hard work, but I didn't earn a lot of money, unfortunately. Tell us about your first job. What did you do? Remember, you can write to us at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish or via Facebook, look for Elementary Podcasts.
Now, do you notice anything about these sentences? Have a listen.
How much?
About £20 a week.
Oh, £20 a week?
You're doing it again.
Are you allowed to work here? Don't you need a special visa?
No, I can work on my student visa, part-time. I'll check, but I think I can work up to 20 hours a week.
Carolina says she has about £20 a week. She also says she thinks she can work up to 20 hours a week. A week means every week. We use a and an with other words too. For example, hour. I earned £3 an hour when I was a waiter.
And I see my family 3 or 4 times a year. There will be some exercises about this and other language areas on Learn English. That's all we've got time for today. Remember to write to us and tell us about your first job at Learn English or on Facebook.
And we'll be back next time with Tess and Ravi. So, until then, bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.